This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Welcome to 60 Countries in 60 Minutes, a podcast series based on the 60 countries I visited in my first 60 years. I'm that blind woman, Julie Woods, and alongside me is my husband and artist, Ron Esplin. Hello, Ron.
Hi, how's it going? You're ready to go?
We are, because we're at the final episode. We are going to be looking at podcast 6 of 6. Very exciting. This is decade 6, and that goes from the years 2016 to 2026. What is the illustration for this podcast, please, Ron?
Well, it was a happy occasion in Xiufen in Taiwan, and you're wearing your sash, which reads 60 by 60. Julie, you visited 10 countries this decade, taking your country count to 60. Those countries were South Korea, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, Fiji, Tonga, Vanuatu, Indonesia, Malaysia, and Taiwan, where the illustration was recorded. We came home from visiting 50 countries, and you were hit by a bus while we were out walking one morning. You went in an ambulance to Dunedin Public Hospital and had to get 9 stitches to the back of your head, which was less damage than the bus got. The bus cost about $50,000. In 2018, we visited Southeast Asia, going to South Korea, Cambodia, Thailand and Vietnam, where you spoke to the Hanoi Blind Association. In 2019, your dad, Willis Woods, died. And in 2020, the world was stopped by a global pandemic. While the country was locked down, I painted and you wrote. In July 2020, you self-published and launched your book, Why Not? What a Blind Woman Said, Do You Want to Referee a Game of Nude Touch Rugby? And more. You wrote and self-published the book, Wanderlust, a true life fairy tale of Julie, Jane and Ronald visiting the 7 wonders of the world. In 2024, we visited the Pacific Islands, which took your country count to 57. And in 2025, we visited 3 more countries to get you to your 60th country, Taiwan. What did the terrible event of being hit by a bus teach you, Julie?
I think it taught me that danger is closer to you than you think. And I guess I may have perceived going to some of those countries you took me to, Ron, as potentially dangerous. But actually danger can be close to home, and you don't have to leave your city for an accident to happen. Mm. So I guess it kind of made me get rid of the fear of any perceived danger that might have been.
Mm. Mm. Well, what was it like for you visiting Angkor Wat, and what is the happy room? What's that about?
Angkor Wat is the largest Buddhist structure in the world, and it's in Cambodia. You go to a place called Siem Reap, and we travelled to Angkor Wat. Very busy, busy structure, as you could imagine. Buddhists want to flock there. And I remember we went into the middle of Angkor Wat, inside the building, and there's a section on the floor that says, this is the centre of the universe. And there was people, millions of people, wanting to stand on the centre of the universe. And of course, so did I. You very patiently, Ron, waited, and we managed to get a photograph where I got to stand on the centre of the universe. I guess it was a concept that appealed. We came outside the building, and the guide offered to take me to the happy room, which I had no idea what they were talking about. And they took me into this sort of what felt like a dark space, and then put me my hand on this door, and I pushed it, and then they gave me a tissue, and I realised that the happy room was the toilet. But it was just this whole journey of discovery, whatever it was. But I like the fact that they called it the happy room. I think that's a very Asian thing to do, to use those lovely terms. It's a bit like Jolly Shandies.
It was an interesting thing for you to speak to the Hanoi Blind Association. Was the language, how did they get over the language problem?
How do they understand that blind woman? We went, well, that was, I remember typing my speech, Ron, the night before I went to speak to the Hanoi Blind Association and also the Vietnamese Blind Association, and I did it line by line and I sent it through to them, and I had to remember it off by heart. And when I spoke the next day, I would say a line and they would say a line, and it kind of worked. I remember them introducing me as Uli Ud. So now I'm affectionately known as Uli Ud. But they were beautiful, beautiful people, just wanting to discover what it was like to be blind in New Zealand. And I think when we talked about money, it just seemed like millions of dollars to them for any allowance or entitlements that we may have received.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Taiwan is... I think it's not visited as many of the Asian countries are, other Asian countries. What was it like for you?
Well, my sensory diary for the 25th of September 2025, the day we went to Jiufen, was smell the sea air on the Pacific coastline. And I guess we don't think of the Pacific Ocean in Taiwan. It goes that far. Here was the yellow cab driver telling us 330, which was our fare. Taste was beef noodle soup. And touch was the woman at the market stall that was selling hats, putting many of those hats on my head, which I later went on to buy a hot pink one. I think for me, Taiwan is very influenced by America. As I said, there were yellow cabs. They have a four-year election cycle. Baseball is their number one sport. It's full of McDonald's and Starbucks. So that really surprised me. It's two-thirds mountainous, and it's either Taipei full of big buildings or mountaintop villages. So quite a contrast, but, you know, I loved it. I think we both did.
You have achieved your goal of visiting 60 countries by the time you are 60. Well done.
Thank you.
It's a big achievement. What now?
Wow, I don't want to get on the hamster wheel again, Ron. And I'm just trying to stay in the moment and celebrate 60 countries, getting there by the time I was 60. And I'd just like to take this moment to acknowledge you for having me as your travel companion and us visiting those wonderful places. So thank you for saying why not to those adventures, and thank you for taking me with you.
Well, we've been to many places, happy places, and I'm happy that we were both happy enjoying them so much as we did.
We're in the happy room.
We are.
Yay! You've been listening to 60 Countries in 60 Minutes with that blind woman, Julie Woods, and Ron Esplin. If you'd like to send me an email, you can do so, julie@thatblindwoman.co.nz, and to ronesplinartist@gmail.com. This is podcast 6 of 6. We made it to the end, Ron. Thank you very much, all of you listeners, for joining us on this adventure, 60 Countries in 60 Minutes, and we thank you for doing so, and thank you, Ron.
Oh, it's a great pleasure, and the end is often the beginning of something else. Who knows what it'll be?
That's true, and as they say in Taiwan, Zai Jian. Goodbye. I'm that blind woman, Julie Woods, proud sponsor of 60 Countries in 60 Minutes. After going blind in 1997, I said why not so many times, I am now a professional speaker, author, advocate, and coach. If you're looking for someone to help you or your team turn your no into why not, then why not send me an email to julie@thatblindwoman.co.nz or phone or call me on 021 913 513. Why not?
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.